You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Mutsi, alongside me, the legendary, the one, the only, the greatest, Coach Brennan. Sir, Coach, how are you doing?
After that intro, I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Oh, man, I love it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, we saw not a good one tonight, but we saw a great game for our friends from New York.
They have ruined my Saturday evening, but the New York Knicks win 111-94 at home to force a game number 6 on the road in Indiana.
Be true to the game, Mo. Be true to the game.
I'm always true to the game. That's one thing about me. Coach, I've got to ask you a question. Last episode, or 2 episodes ago.
Yes, sir.
I was here. I was crowning Tyrese Halliburton as a top-tier point guard. Tonight, 2 of 7 from the field, 8 points, 6 assists. What happened?
I think we call that when everyone tells you how great you are, you believe it. Whereas the guys that are really, really, really great, they know they got to do it every time. And I always look at the world of entertainment, the great musical people in the world, whoever they are, whether it was Michael Jackson back in his heyday, whether it's Bruce Springsteen in Europe right now, or whether it's my friend Chris Martin from Coldplay, you know, those guys, every time they perform, no matter what country they're in, they show up, they act like no one has, this might be the last time that person ever sees them. That is true. They've had a big debate in the States on these shows the last 2 mornings, that he's a superstar. Well, he has a TV in Indianapolis, so he's hearing the same thing. It's all on ESPN and stuff like that. My thing is that if you're a superstar like MJ and guys like that, Giannis and them, Jokic,
you ain't showing up to an elimination game like this.
You don't have to have someone on a talk show telling you you are. You know who you are. You're very self-aware. And I like Tyrese, but there's still growth there. He's a young cat. There's still growth. That's all. I'm not down on him or anything. He'll play great, I'm sure, the next game. But this can't happen if you want to reach that star power.
That's absolutely all. I mean, every one of the Pacers scored in the starting lineup scored in single digits, with the exception of Siakam, who scored 15 points. Bennedict Mathurin came off the bench for a team-high 23, and Obi Toppin came from 11. But all round, a disappointing performance for the Pacers. However, the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson with yet another 30-point game. He finished with 32. Karl-Anthony Towns gave them 24. OG gave them 11. Mikal Bridges gave them 12. And Josh Hart gave them 12 off the bench. But I think Landry Shamet, in 14 minutes, made a huge impact. Talk to me, Coach. What did you see from Landry tonight? Because he's not known as a good defender, but I saw him flying around the court.
But I like Landry. I've known him since college, and I really like him because he's pure from the standpoint of he gives you everything he has every night. I love players in this league that make the minimum salary, that are veterans, and they play like they're one of the highest paid players. And he does the best of his ability every night. And you know what? He's been hurt a lot this year. He wasn't able to be put on the team until January because of injury. Had a non-guaranteed contract.
He played in the G League as well.
Well, they had to give him some reps. Yeah, he had a non-guaranteed rep.
Just to get he was out, right?
Well, he was out for several months. And so he came back, played a little bit. They own their own G League team about 20 minutes away, right near their practice facility. So it's a perfect setup for him to get some reps. And I'm just happy for the kid because he's a great kid and he's a great teammate. Those are the guys you want on a winning team. There's a lot of guys like that. You want your 10 through 15 kind of guys like that, even though he's moved up in top 8 now.
So Rick Carlisle's been playing these games in the media, as you mentioned previously on the show. He got his wish. We saw some precious Achiuwa minutes.
Yeah.
But
They were not factors.
But do you think that was Tom Thibodeau just saying, you've been asking for Precious Achiuwa, here's Precious Achiuwa, we're up 20?
No, Karl-Anthony Towns committed some of the dumbest fouls of all time tonight. And
that's
was,
just him, right?
But I mean, they were in real trouble because he committed his fourth foul midway through the third quarter, they had to take him out. And what they had done is they went to Hacker Mitchell Robinson, and he kept missing free throws. So that's why they had to go to Achiuwa.
It's interesting, Mitchell Robinson's free throws, because he really struggles with them. And the last, I want to say, what, 5 games or so-ish before tonight, he had actually been doing a pretty good job. In the last game, he was 2 of 2. Game before that, he was 2 of 4. Game before that, he was 0 of 2. But, against the Celtics in game, what was that, game 5? He was 6 of 6. He did a
Yeah.
good job kind
Well,
of
and
making
this
them.
was the first night that Indiana did the intentionally hacking him, as in the Boston series, they did it a lot. And so, I mean, this was a big factor for them. But you know what? He does a great job of playing hard, rebounding, and stuff like that. It was a very, the Knicks turned the ball over like crazy. They should have won by a lot more. They just didn't
15
take care of the ball.
turnovers.
Yeah,
And the
they didn't
Pacers
take.
themselves had 20 turnovers as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Pacers. I would say Carlisle would call it, in honesty, he would say we didn't show up, which is very disappointing for him. You want to be a finals team. We always say, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the old Bulls, Golden State in their prime, the Lakers in Showtime era. The hardest thing to do is win game 4 to clinch moving ahead in the series. I don't care if it's first, second, third round. There's nothing like trying to win that game 4. It's the hardest game to win, except for last night. Except for last night.
I mean, we talked about this before the game, on the last episode. What were the adjustments that the Knicks could make other than just playing hard and having a crowd behind them? What adjustments did you see in
Well,
this game
it
today?
was by far their best defense that they played the whole series.
Absolutely,
They
playing on a
were
string.
excellent. They were excellent defensively, but most importantly, what they did is when our guy Brunson was being picked up full court, he went off the ball, and then they ran him off some baseline screens, which is re was really good for him because then he didn't have to exert so much energy in trying to bring the ball up to court. So that was a significant move. In the fourth quarter, then the Pacers, pressed full court all the time to try to see if they could get it. They cut it at one point in the third quarter down to 10, and then all of a sudden it went back to 20, and so they just couldn't get anything going. But I think they're going to come out, and I think their whole thing is their calling card is their defense. So from the standpoint of having to go home now for a six game, the pressure's on them to win, but I'd rather be at home to have to win, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Carlisle will have their attention tomorrow.
It was another game where the three ball wasn't really hitting for Indiana. 1 of 5 for Nesmith, 1 of 3 for Siakam, 1 of 2 for Turner, 0 of 2 for Haliburton, 0 of 1 for Nembhard. Nembhard had a couple of bad games recently, the last
He was very bad tonight. I mean, very, very bad. And
3 games now.
I mean, so this is one that's now a real concern if you're on the coaching staff, because this is. And they can't put him on Brunson. Brunson destroys him when he guards him. So, this is, they can only put Mathurin, or Aaron Nesmith on him. I mean, those are the two guys,
Yeah, he was 3 of 8 tonight. In the last game, he was 1 of 9. The game before that, he was 2 of 9. Ever since the first couple of games in New York, he's really been struggling.
And Mo Brunson had 30 at the end of three, I believe.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's how,
Outrageous.
yeah, I mean, he played a good game, a smart game. He was tough. He was smart. He really moved well without the ball. He was a different player tonight. Really was. So it was good to see they competed. That's, if you say, even though they committed 15 turnovers, they competed for 48 minutes. And that's a great sign as a coach. You love that.
Absolutely.
You did not want to get eliminated. You don't mind getting on that plane to go back. You believe you're going to win on the road. So that's the thing. That's what you want as a coach.
My question is, Coach Sir, do you believe they can win on the road in Game 6?
Oh, absolutely. I do.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. This is one of the best road teams in the league. Yeah. They can win. They can beat anyone anywhere because of their toughness. And if they're shooting the ball and scoring the ball, yeah, they can beat you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, game six is Saturday night. Maybe we'll get a game seven in the conference finals. How about that?
Well, I again, you know me, I love to see games, so I would love to see a game seven because now you got drama involved, and then all of a sudden, boy, wouldn't that be something if the Knicks ever upset and then had to go to OKC? That would be unreal. I
I know
think
the
OK.
league would enjoy that.
Yeah, no, it would be good for the league.
Good for business.
Yeah, no, and yeah, so I mean, from a standpoint, it would be great because it's been a long time coming, for the Knicks to get to the finals again.
Yeah.
And I think about 50 something years since they won.
It's tough though because the Pacers up 3-1. Obviously, now after tonight, they're up 3-2.
Yeah.
Knicks have to win the next two straight games. And if you're a team of the caliber of the Pacers with the depth and so on and so forth, it's tough to lose three games in a row.
It's tough to lose three games in a row. Absolutely. But not, when you're playing games of this caliber, pressures involved, home court is switching each game. It's conceivable, hasn't been done much, but you don't want to be on the receiving end. This happened to Carlisle, I believe, against the Miami Heat. He was up 3-1 to LeBron and I think lost
If you were,
with Dirk Nowitzki, I think, that team.
when he was with the Mavs,
Yes, I
no,
think
they beat the Heat in the finals.
they beat him once. Didn't they beat him once and lose once? I
Not in the
believe they.
finals.
I
They lost
might
to
be
the
mis.
D-Wade Heat in the finals in
Well,
06.
yeah, that's.
Yeah, not LeBron.
Oh, it's not LeBron? Okay.
Yeah, that was D-Wade and Shaq, Gary Payton,
Okay.
that team.
Okay.
Yeah, LeBron came back from 3-1 against Golden State, not against the Dallas Mavericks. We won't
Right.
speak about LeBron's finals against the Dallas Mavericks because the LeBron fans will be very angry with me if I talk about
Yeah, no. I understand. We
that. I'm
don't
not.
speak ill will of LeBron.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about that. The LeBron fans will be in my DMs going crazy if I talk about his finals with the Mavericks. But
I'm with
if
you.
you were Rick Carlisle, what would you be saying to this Indiana Pacers team now that you've lost this one, but you still have the chance to close out at home before you go to a game seven?
We know what got us here, and we didn't compete like we do. And it starts always it always starts in the defensive end, and then we didn't move the ball, we didn't execute our stuff, there was no energy, and that happens sometimes when you're on the road. Easy to coach a game like this, it really is. It's an easier thing, and you're
For
playing at
Rick
home.
Carlisle or for Tom Thibodeau tonight?
No, for Rick Carlisle, it's a very easy
Really?
game. Yes.
Easy to coach a closeout game on the road.
No. No, to US, what would I
Oh,
say
game
to them?
six.
Yeah,
Game six. Okay,
absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy correctable game
Yeah.
because when you got up 3-1, we didn't do anything that got us up 3-1. And in theory, there's no way the Knicks should have lost game one, except for that miraculous comeback.
Yeah.
So in so
Parunis
in
returning to Ray Allen.
so in theory, the Knicks should be up 3-2.
Yeah.
So
However,
that's why I say they have a shot. I really do.
however, it's not theory. This is the playoffs. Every game means something, and when it's done, it's in the books, and you got to move forwards.
So here's what Brunson says immediately post game, and I think it's a great
Okay, because I didn't
point.
hear that. Yeah.
Okay, so what he said was when the interviewer said, what do we have to do in the next game? He said, all we focus on is the next quarter. We go out and we play a great first quarter, and then we play a second quarter. Though
I
they're
like
not
that.
worried about the next game. They're worried about quarter by quarter. That's the way to think.
Yep.
Stay in the present, every possession matters, etc.
That's
So
what I
their
like.
mindset's very strong.
That's what I like. This is my team talk when I play pickup with my friends. I say it don't matter about the game. It's this quarter, which means
I would love to do
this possession.
I
We've got
would
to win
love
this
to do
possession.
I would love to do a podcast reviewing your freaking games. I would love that. That would be
You
great.
don't want to see me playing
No,
pickup coach
no,
because I'm
no,
6 foot 2, 6 foot 3, just posting guys up.
no.
I'm
That's what I'm
Andre
saying.
Miller.
Oh my God! For our fans, international fans, Google him because you'll never know who he is. My God, boy, you're pulling some stuff out of your ass. I'll tell you what, tonight this is what we call our early morning stuff.
That's great. You know what it is, coach? You know what it is? I am a 7 footer trapped inside a normal human's body. That's all it is, because I think that I'm Hakeem Olajuwon with my spin move on the post and all of that. That's who I think I am. I'm just not 7 foot tall to be able to carry it out.
I didn't think you were Nigerian, no. No,
Shout out to my
no.
Nigerian brothers every time. So,
Yeah, we love them.
game six. Let's get to the official prediction. Are we going to see a game seven, or are Indiana going to close out at home? I don't want you to sit on the fence. I need to know who's winning game six.
I want to do a game. I want to do a Monday show, so I'm going to pick the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Knicks now.
No,
They've ruined my
now
Saturday
to
night. I don't care about Monday
no, no,
nights.
that's what I'm saying. So tonight, the Knicks were a 4.5 point get favorite, which I found incredibly interesting. I think Indiana will be favored, ready for this, by 5 or more.
Okay. Yeah, at home.
I don't, I really do. I think they will. And I'll tell you what, now tonight, they let him play tonight, man. They let him play. So we'll find out. We'll have, we always have good officials on the game. Boy, I could almost pick the referees for you, but I won't because people will think I know who it is. But I can pick Tony Brothers will be there.
Scott
Maybe a
Foster,
Scott Foster
the
will maybe
extender,
be,
Forbes.
maybe Scott Foster will be there.
So I saw a crazy statistic because
Yeah.
the NHL playoffs are going on right now. And this
Yes.
statistic came out when the, I don't know, it's Panthers and Hurricanes and Oilers and Stars. I don't know who they are, where they're from, what they do. I don't know anything about it. But
Edmonton Oilers are playing right now
both of
against
those
Dallas Stars.
series, both of those series were 3-1. And
Yes.
both the NBA series were 3-1 as well. And
Yes.
I saw a statistic that there is a 78% chance of one of those teams to come back from being 3-1 down. The Timberwolves couldn't do it. The Panthers eliminated the Hurricanes 4-1. The Oilers eliminated the Stars 4-1. That means the 78% chance that is the New York Knicks.
I'm telling you, and it will have nothing to do with officiating. I mean that seriously.
Yeah.
There will have nothing. I'm telling you, I've coached a couple of game sevens. The pressure on everybody in the building, coaches, players, is so immense. I had one game seven. Atlanta at Boston. It was the most one of the mo best games I ever coached. It was Dominique Wilkins against Larry Bird. 2 point game, like 128, 126. Dominique had 49, Bird had 47. It was incredible. And it was actually one of the best games I've ever coached in. And then the other one was Chicago at Detroit, BJ's rookie year, BJ Strong Arm. No. Our brother BJ Armstrong was a rookie, and he's playing against his childhood
Hero,
hero in
yep.
Isaiah Thomas, and we got crushed game six in Chicago. I am really nervous. We're defending world champs, and I am really nervous. Game seven at home that we're not going to win, and they come in there, and I could do a whole story on what happened in between six and seven. But what happens is they come out, and that is the infamous Scottie Pippen migraine headache game. Yeah, he has a migraine headache and basically doesn't play. And the Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan score 74 points.
Outrageous.
And we win by 16 or 18 points.
Yeah, I think you guys had 93 in that
Yeah.
one. Yeah.
Yeah, like 93-74, something
Yeah,
ridiculous like that.
93-76. Pistons win, go on and win the finals as well. Against the
It's
Blazers,
only
right?
it's
That was
35.
that.
No. Yeah, that
That
and
was the year
like
against the Blazers in the finals.
that's yeah.
Yeah.
So we're winning that game. We got Portland then,
Yeah.
and that's absolutely incredible. So I mean, that you could play a team with Michael Jordan on it, and they would get 76 points. I
That's
mean, think about
insane.
it. Think
That's,
about that.
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
So I
that.
mean, so I'm
That.
telling you, and if you'd asked me beforehand if I thought we were going to win, I would have said no. I didn't think we were going to win.
That's it. Do you know what's
That's what I'm
crazy?
saying. The mental part of it is incredible.
I hope you guys at home listening to this can just appreciate the greatness of Coach Sir, and what he's just said is mind blowing. Game seven, Pistons Bulls, but not only that, game seven, Dominique Wilkins and Larry Bird. Coach, you want to know a funny story? I've met everyone. Shaq, Allen Iverson, LeBron, you name
Sure.
it. I've met them. The only person ever in my life that I've been what they call starstruck by was Larry Bird. The only person ever. I saw Larry Bird, I froze, couldn't say a word. He walked off. And I said, damn. I said, damn, that's Larry Legend. That's what
I'll
the
tell you.
kids now call aura.
Yeah, when I saw him, he and I always tell the story for those of you internationally that are listening. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and I came into the NBA all the same year.
Okay.
And I tell them when I'm with them with the Dream Team or at NBA All-Star games when I'm coaching Bird and playing against Irvin. And Irvin's from Michigan, of course. And so I would say to them, it's amazing how the three of us came into the league at the same time. And the three of us saved the NBA. Because and Bird just looks at me and Irvin and they just laugh. They just burst out
That's
laughing. He said, the three
hilarious.
of us. Yeah, the three of us, right? Yeah, the three of us. Yeah. He said, that's well done. Well done.
That's not, that's like I used to say the Hoop Genius podcast, we're home to three NBA championships as a team.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
At least now,
Now
me and you, we're home to two NBA championships.
it's five. If we're gonna let's we'll
Oh,
circle
it's
DJ
five.
in.
Okay, we're gonna add them
So,
on. Oh,
yeah, sure, we'll kind of add them
five-time
in.
NBA champions, the Hoop Genius podcast.
And one gold medal.
Actually, it's six because Scott got one in Detroit as well.
That's right. That's right.
Six-time NBA
It's
champion,
pretty
one-time
damn.
Olympic gold medal.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Coach, I appreciate you. That is another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast. We do have a rare day off tomorrow. How are you going to be spending your Friday evening?
Well, actually, shit, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I might
No
just
playoff game.
I'm going to call you just to
Hell
touch
yeah.
base with you. But I have two podcasts to do tomorrow morning. One tomorrow morning, and then another one first thing in the afternoon. So I got some work to do for my own podcast.
Yeah, I do want to share this with the listeners. I actually, Coach, after.
Hoop idiot, I call
No,
mine.
we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. I actually, last night, after we finished recording at like 5 a.m., I couldn't sleep. I ended up on the Coaching You YouTube channel and listening through some of the episodes of the Coaching You podcast. If you guys like this show, if you go on to YouTube and search Coaching You podcast, there is some crazy gems on there. Like I'm telling you. And in fact, it's not even just the podcast because there are some things on there, Coach. I've seen you with your whiteboard out, drawing up plays. I've seen you've got live footage of camps that you're running with guys like Doc Rivers breaking down how they get teams to buy in and how they win championships. Listen, I could have spent 24 hours on there. Luckily, I managed to fall asleep eventually. But this offseason, there's about 1 million hours of footage on that channel alone that I'm going to go through.
Yeah, well, the good thing about listening to my podcast, if you are insomniac, I can put you to sleep. So it's good for that. But I look forward to Saturday night. This will be good. I look
Absolutely.
forward. And ma no
Absolutely.
matter what happens, it's good for the league. It's good for those players that are going to win the game and lose the game. I just love that we're getting high level competition now by team. These two teams are really competing, and I love that. Disappointed like crazy last night in Minnesota. But you know what? I love what OKC did.
Oh, man.
I love their post-game celebration. It was spectacular. I mean, these kids are, I mean, 26 years, less than
The
26
second
years old.
youngest team to make the finals after the Portland Trailblazers in the 70s, I
70,
believe.
70, 77 with Bill
70.
Walton.
So
Yeah.
it was that Bill Walton finals MVP year.
Yeah. It was 77. Yep.
I
And
remember
yeah, so I mean, yeah, you
that.
thought about being born then, yes, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's amazing for the NBA. I hope now that we do get a game seven. I think Game 7 of the Conference Finals. Essentially, these two teams, the Knicks and the Pacers, went to Game 7 last year. They've had such a historic rivalry in the NBA playoffs as well. It would be amazing to see. It's fantastic for, you know, the Knicks to come back into the series. It's fantastic for the NBA. It's fantastic for the TV networks. It's not fantastic for the ladies. Unfortunately, I will be busy on Saturday night. So if you guys are listening, it's
You know what?
You can blame Tyrese Halliburton. Send your complaints to him, not to me.
No. Go out, have a good time. Just come back ready to play. I mean, absolutely. That's it. You know, you can do two. You know, I always say you can do two things at once.
This is what my mentor BJ Armstrong used to tell me. He said, "Mo, you can go hard on the court, you can go hard off the court, but if you can't do both, you got to pick one and stick with it." So here we are. Another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast. Appreciate you guys for listening. Coach Sir, appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
Subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Check out the Coaching You Podcast. Download the Coaching You app. And until next time, get buckets.